In Los Angeles, protests continue over federal immigration raids. The city had a tumultuous weekend with some incidents of vandalism and violence, as well as peaceful protests. President Trump called in the National Guard despite opposition from Governor Gavin Newsom. California's attorney general said today that they have sued the Trump administration over that action. And NPR has confirmed that the federal government is mobilizing 700 Marines to respond in a, quote, support role. Another rally started late morning in downtown L.A., and Aaron Schrank from LAist News is there covering it. Hey, Aaron.
Hey there.
So, Aaron, I know that there was a bit of unrest last night, some reports of Waymo cars set on fire, as well as some vandalism. Tell us what it's like there today.
It's a calmer, more peaceful scene here today. One large protest in downtown L.A. There's at least 1,000 labor union members and supporters gathered at a park to call for the release of labor leader David Huerta, the president of the Service Employees International Union of California. He was arrested at an immigration raid on Friday in L.A.'s Garment District during one of several confrontations between U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents and protesters. The people rallying here today are calling for Huerta's immediate release and calling for ICE to stay out of L.A.'s immigrant communities. Local elected leaders are also here, including L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn.
I'm very upset. I feel like the federal government has invaded Los Angeles County, and we don't want them here.
Aaron, help us, if you can, remember how we got to this point.
Yeah, so immigration raids began in Los Angeles on Friday afternoon, which sparked some small protests in downtown L.A. Then on Saturday, we saw protests begin in the city of Paramount, south of L.A., after rumors of a possible immigration raid there. According to the L.A. Times, protesters threw things at federal officials and tried to block an ICE bus. That night, we saw protests erupt at a federal detention center in downtown L.A. where immigrant detainees are held. Then President Donald Trump announced Saturday evening he was sending in National Guard troops against the wishes of Governor Gavin Newsom. Hundreds of National Guardsmen arrived there on Sunday morning, and more protesters showed up, and there were clashes throughout the day yesterday. We don't know exactly how many people have been arrested in these immigration raids so far, but as of Saturday, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said that that number was 118 in Los Angeles.
Now, the rally where you are is being hosted by David Huerta's labor union. Can you tell us a bit more about them and what their role has been in all of this?
Yes, the Service Employees International Union, California, is the state's largest public sector union. Huerta was arrested for allegedly conspiring to interfere with federal officers conducting an immigration raid. A complaint filed by the federal prosecutor in Los Angeles alleges that Huerta blocked vehicles from entering or exiting a property that they had a warrant to search. That's a felony charge that carries a maximum sentence of 6 years in prison. The union says Huerta was exercising his First Amendment right to observe and document law enforcement activity. California politicians, including Governor Gavin Newsom, have denounced the arrest. Today's protest is evidence of just how intertwined the labor movement and the immigrants' rights movement are here in Los Angeles.
Aaron, last thing, what are you watching for next?
Well, we are certainly watching for more ICE activity around the city when we hear of it, and obviously a further military presence here with the latest news from the feds. But even with that uncertainty, folks at this event and others around the city say they will keep showing up to peacefully protest.
That's Aaron Schrank from LAist News. Aaron, thank you.
Thank you so much.